Phil Dean, the budget director and chief economist with the governor's Office of Management and Budget, says the goal is to plan ahead for any problems that could impact the state's budget.
As you look at the history, we've consistently ended with a surplus, sometimes bigger than others, but we do try to just use prudent budgeting principles by conservatively estimating on both the spending side and the revenue side.
This year, Dean says the Division of Finance will deposit $107 million into the state reserve accounts and the Industrial Assistance Fund. After accounting for these transfers, the division estimates there will be close to $158 million in additional one-time revenue available from the fiscal year 2018. That will be $8 million in the general fund and $150 million in the education fund. For example, Dean says funds from the one-time revenue could include improvements to buildings instead of ongoing programs. How those funds will be used will be decided in the upcoming legislative session.
Utah is consistently ranked as one of the top states in terms of managing its budget.
Dean says $6 million went to the general rainy day fund, $65 million into the education rainy day fund, $30 million into the Medicaid rainy day fund, and $6 million into various other funds. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.